Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is Monday night, 10 p.m. You know what that means. This is On the Flip Side with Brandon. That's me. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Hope everyone had a nice and safe Halloween weekend. I know I had a fun time. Hope everyone's staying safe out there. Tomorrow's election day. Hope everyone's either voted or is planning on voting tomorrow. Make sure you're informed. Be safe with all that. It's going to be a busy day. I know I'm definitely going to be watching the numbers and stuff coming in. It's going to be an interesting night, to say the least. So I think one of my friends told me that someone told them, or like a professor, something from one of our classes, was saying to have like a plan for tomorrow. Regardless of the outcome, people are going to be unhappy, obviously. Everyone, just please be safe. Your vote matters, so make sure you are voting. This is an important election, definitely. They're all important. So let me not back myself into a corner. But we're not here to talk about politics, because I'm definitely not the political person. We're here to listen to good music. We're here to chillax. This is definitely my escape for the week. It's like the calm before the storm of the week. So let's make it nice. I wouldn't say calm, because it's not all calm music. But like, let's just make it nice. It's going to be fun. I know I always move around and dance as I'm in the station, so I hope you are too. But enough of me rambling. Let's get back to the music, and I will see you guys back in the studio here very, very shortly.
Come on now. man. Slick Rick and Outkast is on this jam. But Kid Diamond on a 2-2 grand. Trying to help raise our youth to man. Skip the ruler, Rick, his face to slam. Help clean up this land. The reputation of this man. With hole and with stand.
Outkast and Slick, the answer is in it. Hun, you need to get your ass on the dance floor this minute. We bruised up, knock you out, shoes, socks. Show your ass, move, you forgot what mad smooth snucks.
Lottie Dottie.
We like to party, don't make me get money and platinumize my body. With bright stuff known to earn a dyke's love. Blind folks be like, somebody turn the lights off. Immense strength popping out of muffin. Make famous artists that's dead hop out of coffin. At the real estate behaving type choosy. Want a palace, make the shit beige and light blue, please. Got the kid like, watch your manners. Since I came out of jail, it's like the planet gone bananas. Like the strength a better fella had. Lady looking at me all stink, I had to tell her that.
Not trying to claim things I haven't earned, honest man. Slick Rick and Outkast is on this jam. What Kid Diamond on a 2-2 grand. Trying to help raise our youth to man. Skip the ruler, Rick, his face to slam. Help clean up this land. The reputation of this man. With hole and with stand.
I went from players balling to bulldogging, from bulldogging to bowhogging. Now bowhogging to pimp walking and strictly dressing street talking. Over y'all ass like that there. Going them all up like cat hair. We never fall off like hat wear. With some of the dopest MPs out there. Now eat that. I'm casting Ricky D. Bitch, can you beat that? Remember the time I laid them down in teenage love? I see that just a sport of rhyming. Breaking new patterns like Hyman. Chucking and jiving was never the style. I'm gonna keep on being this line. Spitting that king shit. Too clean shit. A tailor and a seamstress. Blue gators for you haters. And the penis is for you beaches. Like an addiction cause I need it. Hip hop is that I feed it. Like a junkie. Show me your monkey cause I show them like to beat it. Might just eat it just to skeet it. Fold you up like you was pleated. Like some slacks and relaxing. Be strolling like Sir Captain. See, I got a baby daughter. And I feed her with this rapping. Not trapping. D-boy with rap.
I'm trying to claim things I haven't earned, honest man. Slick Rick and Outkast is on this jam. What Kid Diamond on a 2-2 grand. Trying to help raise our youth to man. Skip the ruler, Rick, his face to slam. Help clean up this land. The reputation of this man. With hole and with stand.
Seems everybody's open off the grammar. The white fox, pink velvet suit, white Havana. Listen, baby girl, genius Victor. Dreamboat, miss, you should have been click picture.
Check her out.
I don't know what you're trying to figure out. Down south, barbecue ribs fly out a nigga mouth.
And touching me, the chosen.
With such a will opposing. Me and big boy trying to give our children clothing. Smoking love.
Do we provide dope enough?
Even people unborn kid wide open off. The engine in I'm sending in. Even make construction workers start acting kinda feminine. 10% of blasters hit for me and big boy who represent the outcast clip.
A jealous cat.
Like the strength about a fella had. Lady looking at me all stink. Had to tell her that.
Not trying to claim things I haven't earned, honest man. Slick Rick and Outkast is on this jam. What Kid Diamond on a 2-2 grand. Trying to help raise our youth to man. Skip the ruler, Rick, his face to slam. Help clean up this land. The reputation of this man. With hole and with stand. Slick Rick and Outkast is on this jam.
And just like that, we're already back in the station. Whew. Goes by quick. I was having something to say, but I completely forgot. I was trying to find a PSA, and I found one, and it is definitely a little bit dated, but I think I'll still read it, but I'll save that probably for the next time. Nope, I got nothing. I'll put back in the music and maybe the thought that I had will come back to me. If not, we'll just carry it on. Alright, I'll catch you guys back here in the studio here very, very shortly.
The Tesla ride smooth down the PCH. I think that I like it with the makeup on. I know that she used to all the cheapskates, but I just want to ball, show off, show off. I ain't never put my jewels on. I ain't even played my latest, greatest song. I ain't even put my jewels on. Had to make a break cause my whole joint way too long. Clean up, clean up. Oh yeah.
Working with Timberland and what's he like?
You know you kinda cute with the long braids.
got a little cool with your center shades on. I know that you're ready if you don't go. You know I'ma wait if you don't take long. To test the ride smooth down the center. Wait, I don't wanna say it, but I had to say it. We ain't have to do too much to show off, but a nigga had to prove a point. Hold up, I ain't even put my jewels on.
She'd rather do wine. I say it's grapes either way. Plus I heard about you through the grapevine. Yeah, I'm hardly ever alone. More lonely than ever before. I need a reason to cool. Plus I got this reason and I'm cool. I shit. Guess we quite look like keep you up all night. She took the ring off her hand.
I gotta grab a lot of cash before I'm my bad. You know, old dude gon' feel my hurt. The cook ass. Who my bad? Don't gag. Although it's cute, you choosing me over breathing. See you a wee from the sheet, and we usually keep it so briefly. Reach for my brief CPR. That mouth to mouth resuscitation. Make a clap crowd participation. You know the play already. Like Madea in it each and every time that we up in it. No fatigue, no weakness, only strength. Right on your desk, that homework, that grown work, but like, on my knee, I bought you a gift bag. South Pole, I'm Santa Cruz, like, ice cold, hope I'm forget your name. Blame the smoke, blaze like a chimney.
And we're already back in the station. I keep forgetting to do something every time I come back, so that's what I keep pausing to do. And also, okay, is it just me? Or can you hear, like, the best way I could describe it is white noise. It also sounds like there's an AC on somewhere, even though I know that the AC's not on. I don't know, it just sounds really weird. It sounds like a very loud fan, and I don't know if that's just me that hears it, or if that's coming through to you guys too. But I remembered what I was going to talk about. I was going to say, it's crazy, it snowed here. I'm still not over that. It snowed here Friday, and it was like just a little of snow, like it was a couple inches. I was not ready for that, and oh my gosh, I had work that day. Whew, that was a long night. Everyone was ordering, which makes sense, because like, who wants to go out in the snow? But it was like an indication. I was like, oh, and so it begins. Oh, I gotta find my shovel. But then it also kind of sucks because it means it's getting cold. And at least if it's cold and like there's snow on the ground, I'm not too upset. But it's when it's cold and there's no reason for it to be cold besides that it's just winter. I'm like, well, this sucks. But it's okay. Like even just walking over here, it was freezing. Like what do I have on? I have 1, 2, 3 layers on. And I was still pretty cold. I had to keep my hands in my pocket. It was freezing. I'm definitely not used to winter weather again. Hopefully that comes back. Or at least my tolerance comes back pretty soon, because winter is definitely knocking on the door a lot sooner than I think people expected. I think this is the earliest I've ever seen snow. Like, it snowed before Halloween. I think I've seen it snow on Halloween, but now it snowed before Halloween. And then also, it was wild after I got what's today? The 2nd? So yesterday. Yeah. Yesterday. I was walking through the store and I heard Christmas music already. I was like, oh, poor Thanksgiving. Man, people just hop right over Thanksgiving. As soon as November 1st hits, boom, it's Christmas season. Like, I know definitely before Halloween, all the, I think I went into like Home Depot or Lowe's or something. They definitely had Christmas decorations up already. I thought that was wild. Oh, I sound like an old man just complaining. okay, let me get this PSA out of the way. Oh my gosh. Oh, got it. Okay. Whew. It gets heavier and heavier every week. If there was one on voting, I definitely would have done voting. You might get a Brandon PSA at the end of the show, but for now I gotta do the actual PSAs. So today we're learning about power outages. Get off there. Thank you. Okay. If a power outage suddenly left you in the dark, would you be ready? While your American Red Cross will help when needed, the best way to make your family and home safer is to be prepared before the lights go out. Have flashlights and plenty of extra batteries. Never use candles for emergency lighting. Have a non-cordless phone ready and keep your car gas tank half full. To learn more, contact your local American Red Cross chapter. Support the American Red Cross and change a life starting with your own. I am a terrible reader. I apologize. Yes, the PSA is very dated. I thought it was really funny when it said a cordless phone. I was like, oh my goodness, it's talking about house phones. I don't know anybody that really has a house phone anymore. I think the last time I had a house phone was when I lived in my house. So that would have been school, high school. And the only reason we had it was because we had to have it for the alarm system for the house. But I don't think I ever really used it. There's only really one person in my pretty much entire life that I really know that used the house phone throughout like my entire life. And that was my grandpa. I think he used that thing every day. I think he would definitely use it more than his own cell phone. And I thought that was wild. Whew. But let's get back to some music. Because I want to get back to some music. And then I have a fun story to talk about when we get to a certain song. But I think that's a little deeper. So we gotta wait to get there. So build that anticipation or something like that. But all right, I'll catch you guys back in the studio here very shortly. We'll be right back. just like that, we're already back in the station, and we're over halfway. We only got 20 minutes left. That's wild. I did it again. I forgot to do something. That's okay. I fixed it this time. I just brought the microphone with me. That's big brain thinking right there. Oh, this is going to be a long week. Not going to lie. It was a good idea to have this on the Monday, but this would definitely have been a better show to have towards the end of the week, because then it's like, oh, I got something to look forward to. I mean, it starts the week off right. Yeah, no, this is a good way. Oh my gosh, something terrifying happened today. It's not official, but I scheduled my classes for the last semester. And it kind of scares me because it's the last semester. I like sent my email to my advisor and was like, hey, these are the classes I'm thinking about. And this is my last semester, so like, what are the things I gotta do to get like graduating? And it was kind of surreal to be saying that. This is gonna be a reoccurring theme from here till May of next year. Almost every week I'm gonna come in and be like, oh my goodness, this is like my last show on, what's today? This is the last show. This is the last November 2nd show. Well, on the flip side here at Tufts University. Who knows? What if I become like a radio host and be like the guy that comes in KJ99.9? I can be me. I could have a radio show. I don't have a degree in radio. This is the only, I've never had professional experience in radio. This is about it, but yeah, who knows? I can say that this is more than the average person, so that's pretty cool. And this will be something fun to look back on and be like, did you know? That could be a fun fact. Oh my gosh, I need to start writing these things down. Those are my favorite things. It's like, you know, when you meet a group of people and they're like, oh, go around and like say your name. It's definitely, if you just started college, definitely. Just go around and it's like, say your name, where you're from, your major, and then a fun fact about you. That's always my favorite thing, is to be coming up with fun facts. So far, I can say I was a radio host. I usually, my go-to is I have two birthdays, and I had another one that was pretty good for a while, but I don't remember. So this is why I need to start writing these things down, because I'm very forgetful. This is why I have to have a planner. Oh my, yeah, this year especially, normally, like, what I would always do is I would take a screenshot of, like, my schedule on my phone and then put it as my background so that I always know where I am and where I need to be. But this year, I just put every, since I'm always on my laptop anyways to do class, I just put it into, like, the calendar, so it sends me a, like, message at, like, 10 minutes before, and it's like, you got class in 10 minutes. I don't think if I had, and I have to put everything in there. Like, I have the radio show in there. I have my work in there. If I'm going to Turbo, I have Turbo in there. I literally have everything in there. And then also, I still have to use a written planner for, like, my homeworks and my assignments and everything. I don't know. If I write it down and it's in there, then I'll definitely remember to do it. But, like, if I just put it in my phone, I don't know, it looks messy. Whereas, like, I like having the calendar because it's the same thing every week. Every now and then there'll be like the one-off thing that gets thrown in there, but it's like the same thing every week. Whereas, like, if I were to put all my assignments in there, it'd be all jumbled up and then not look, there would be no normality to it, and I don't think I would like that. But at least in my planner, and I can easily like write stuff in, move stuff around. Oh, this due date got moved, let me scratch this out and put it in over here. Okay, I did half of this, so I'm gonna shade in like half a box. And it's funny because that's still stuff that I think my first time using a planner was in fourth grade, and still to this day I still use it just because it's definitely how I just don't really remember everything. I definitely don't remember anything, but as long as if I put it in there, I'll remember to do it, because it's like, okay, I wake up, what is the stuff I have to do this week? Cool, here's what I can get done today. It's very, very helpful. If you forget things, think about using a planner. Very helpful. But I'm excited. The next songs have the song that I want to tell a story about. So I will play those songs, and then when we get back in the studio, I will tell you the story, because it was very fun. I'll catch you guys soon.
Cindy, mama, you understand that?
No.
Well, like, I don't understand how you can, because, like, I've been to, you know, Paris, Beirut, you know, I've been to Iraq, Iran, Eurasia, you know, I speak very, very fluent Spanish. Todo está bien chévere. You understand that?
Bien chévere.
Chévere.
Is that right, mama?
Yeah, because I got my shaking room.
Everybody's got a thing, but some don't know how to handle it. Always reaching out in vain, just taking the things not worth having. But don't you worry about a thing. Don't you worry about a thing, mama. 'Cause I'll be standing on the side when you check it out. You say your style of life's a drag and that you must go other places, but just don't you feel too bad when you get fooled by smiling faces. But don't you worry about a thing. Don't you worry about a thing, mama. 'Cause I'll be standing on the side when you check it.
Straight, you know what I'm saying? And there ain't no half-stepping. Word, I'm ready.
Rappers stepping to me, they wanna get some. But I'm the cane, so yo, you know the outcome. Another victory, they can't get with me. So pick a BC date, 'cause you are history. I'm the authentic poet to get
John Hobbs, dope a dog food, competition, I just devour, like a pit bull against a chihuahua, cause when it comes to being dope, hot damn, I got it good, now let me tell you who I am, the B-I-G-D-A-D-D-Y-K-A-N-E, dramatic, Asiatic, not like many, I'm different, so don't compare me to another, cause they can't hang, word to the mother, at least not with the principal in this pedigree, so when I roll on your rappers, you better be ready, to die because you're petty. You're just a butter knife, I'm a machete. This made by Kinsu, wait until when you tried to front so I can chop into your body. Just because you try to be basin, Friday the 13th, I'ma play Jason. No type of joke, that game, puzzle, or riddle. The name is Big Daddy, yes, big, not little, so define it. Here's your walking papers, sign it, and take a walk as the Canes start to talk, cuz. So soon I'll have to open a school of MCing for those who wanna be in my field and court. Then again on second thought, the happenstance coming out sounding so similar, it's quite confusing for you to remember the originator. And boy do I hate a perpetrator, but I'm much greater. The best, oh yes, I guess, suggest the best should fest or mess or test your highness. Unless you just address with best finesse and bless the paragraphs I manifest. Rap prime minister, some say sinister. Non-stop in the groove until when it's the climax, climax. Relax and chill. Have a break from a take of me acting ill. Brain cells are lit, ideas start to hit. Next to the formation of words that fit. At the table I sit, making it legit. And when my pen hits the paper, aw, shit. I stop and stand strong over MCs and devour with the power of Hercules or Samson. But I go further to left, cause you can scout my cameo and I still have strength. And no, that's not a myth, and if you try to rip or get whipped, the man with the given gift of gab, your vocab, I only ignore. Be sleeping on your rhymes till I start to snore. You can't awake me or even make me fear your son, cause you can't do me none. So think about it if you're trying to go. When you wanna step to me, I think you should know that.
I'm the big daddy. I'm the big daddy. I'm the big daddy.
Down the road. I appear right here and scare and dare a mere musketeer that would dare to compare. Put him in the rear back there where he can't see clear. Get a beer idea or near steer. Yeah, sworn to be wannabe competition. Trying to step to me, must be on a mission. Up on the stage is where I'ma get you at. You think I'm losing? Picture that. Mr. C, step to me. So when you hear a death rhyme, believe that I'm the author. I grab the mic and make them CZ evaporate. The party people say, damn, that rapper's great. The creator, conductor of poetry, etc., etc. It ain't easy being me. I speak clearly so you can understand. Put words together like letter, man. Now that's dictation. Proceeding to my innovation. Not like the other MCs that are an imitation or an animation, a cartoon to me. But when I'm finished, I'm sure that you are soon to see reality. My secret technique, because I always speak with mentality. I put my title in your face, dare you to face. And if you try to come get it, yo, I'ma show you who's with it. So if you know like I know, instead of messing around, play like Roy Rogers and slow down. Just give yourself a break, or someone else will take your title. Namely me, because I'm homicidal. That means murder. You sound like the herder, another MC. They try to get with me, I'll just break them and make them and break them and take them and mold them and make them hold up the peace sign.
Just like that, we're already back in the station, and time is about up. But I said I was going to tell a story. So for the Michael Jackson song, over the weekend, some friends and I went down to Fall River, which is about an hour away, because they wanted to go to Haunted House, and oh shucks, I had work, so sadly I wasn't able to go to the Haunted House, but I went down just to kind of hang out for a little bit, and it had to have been like 1 in the morning, and we were all like, dang, what's open still? And so we looked it up, and there was a Taco Bell, so they ordered Taco Bell, and I went to go pick it up. And while sitting in line, there was a dude that was parked, because this line was very, very long. Like, we probably sat in that line for a good 40 minutes, and we were, like, waiting in line. And this dude was, like, just jamming in his car, and he, like, kept getting out the car, and he was, like, dancing, and was just, like, going in a circle, and he looked back, he'd be like, oh, what you know about this, man? You don't know nothing about this. This is before your time. And we were just like, it's Michael Jackson. How do we not, we know who this is? And he was talking about, like, the rims of his car, and he, because, like, one of the songs he was playing was, like, talking about rims, and he was like, oh, yeah, these aren't my rims. This is a rental, but these rims are nice. I was like, okay. This dude was feeling it. And he, like, got out the car and was, like, dancing, and then, like, he blasted the music and was, like, trying to talk to the other people in the line, and he was, like, pointing to the cars, and he was like, what you got? What you got? What you got? And then, like, this other dude got out the car and was, like, dancing a little bit. He was like, yeah, I like that guy. I'm gonna pay for his tacos. And then the dude just, like, took off, and he vanished into the night. It was wild. It made the whole trip worth it. Honestly, it made that whole 40 minutes worth it. It was the best thing. We were just, like, sitting in there, and he just would keep talking to us. Was, okay, well, I'm gonna talk back. It was a very good time, but I don't want to ramble on too long and go off on another tangent, because I gotta go. It is the end of the show. There is no mo. Let me stop. But thank you guys so much for tuning in. This has been On the Flip Side, 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Reform Radio. I'm Brandon. I'll catch you guys on the flip side next week. Have a good day tomorrow. It's going to be a long day, but try to keep sane, go vote, stay healthy, stay safe, and we'll get through this together. I'll see you guys next week.
WMFO DJs are pre-recorded for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.
You're listening to